Hello, friends. It's us, Tiff
and Sarah,
bringing you Conversations in a Jar, where we pull random topics to get the conversation started.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, let's pull a topic. Oh, this is a funny one.
Okay.
Bush or bear?
Oh!
Bush or bear?
Okay. I've got feelings on this.
You do? Well, I'm a hardwood floor girl all the way.
Yeah.
Because I got my shit lasered.
Yeah.
But she's growing back.
Yeah, and you've said you like that.
She has a little... Yeah, because... Okay. The shocking part of when I got lasered was... It's kind of like one of those moments where you're used to seeing your bush. You got to trim it. And then it grows back, obviously, so you get to have fun with it. You can give it a little mohawk, a landing strip, maybe a shape, whatever suits you.
Put initials in there before.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a little enter here. That's hard to do.
Maybe enter here because you can't really.
An arrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like boop, boop, you know, give a little guide, a cliff note, like that's where you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Then you laser it off.
Sometimes I need help. No.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's my thigh.
Go
Thanks.
Here. Yeah.
Little to the left.
Yeah.
Nope, that's my anus. Okay, let's go back up and get up. It's okay. It's like leading the blind sometimes. It's fine. But I got it all lasered. My pits, my bits, my butt crack, everything. And I love that because I have dark hair. Anyways, when I first looked at her bald, I was like...
How did it feel?
Well, it feels amazing.
Okay, you know? I mean emotionally, like seeing yourself bald.
It felt a little like, oh, that is a little too young for me.
That, it was my feeling too.
But.
Like, I don't think I'm going to do this again.
It's almost a polite thing to like trim your shit.
Neat and tidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And however you want, like, there's obviously levels of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I like bear though.
Yeah. Clean it up, make it look nice, you know, maybe spritz a little something down there because that'd be fun. You know, someone goes down there and they're like, oh, that's like a sweet summer breeze in the middle of Hawaii. That's kind of, you know, it's like a thing. It's a feeling.
If you're in a relationship, I think it's a conversation. Like, what's your preference? Because you like line it up with like your partner's preference too, because...
I have a friend whose husband bedazzled her punani, which I think is so cute, but then kind of not because, I don't know, you like go to scratch yourself and you break a nail because a Swarovski crystal gotcha. I don't know if that's fun. You know what I mean?
With like what, like nail glue? How are you like attaching that?
Oh, I didn't get into the details. I just thought, no, you'd have to be bare for that though.
Eyelash glue.
Yeah, I don't think you go to like Walmart and be like, can I have your best punani glue? Yeah, trying to bedazzle my pussy right now. You don't
Does
really
Amazon
do that.
Does Amazon have that?
Probably.
They have everything.
They probably have a hair piece that you can just buy and like, you know. They probably do.
Oh, God,
you should have. That would be so cute. We could call them meow meow wigs, you know. Be like, today I'm a redhead down there.
I feel like today that I exists. Have,
I'm sure it does. If it doesn't, you need to get on
million
that.
Million dollar idea.
Yeah. Call them meow meow wigs. That's cute. Mm. Can't call him Hello Kitty, which would be even funnier.
Should it be your partner or should it just be you or is a mixture of both? Like,
I think it depends on what, where you're at, who you are, what stage of life you're in. Like, I think when you're with somebody, sometimes you tend to let that stuff go more.
Yeah.
You know, like shaving the legs. And stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about, you know, your spouse
like winter.
Or anything, but
woo!
I mean...
No Shave November.
Yeah. Well, and I think that... But if you're, like, out there trying to, you know...
Yeah. Single, ready to
get
mingle.
Get your cat fed. You're going to fucking clean that bad boy up. It's going to be nice and pristine. It's going to smell like a winter breeze. Everything's going to be in check. If you're alone and you're single and you don't give a fuck because you're not getting laid, that thing might fucking turn out like this. Okay. Just have a nice squashmallow pillow bush that feels You might run your fingers through it on your free time while you're watching Netflix. Get the lint out. I don't know. You might let it just go. I bet there's women out there that have like a mean bush where it's like hair pants.
Like braid it.
I mean, they can go straight braid it like a Viking. Maybe they pick it out like a fro. They go Erykah Badu on it.
Mm.
Maybe they slick it back because their knees are cold like and they want to have extra coverage. I don't know. I know that there's some people whose bushes are you're like, don't wear those yoga pants. It looks like you're trying to steal broccoli. That's when you should shave it down. I feel like
the visual that I just got in my head.
Oh my God, that wasn't even me.
You snorted. I love it.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you don't like, we don't want front hemorrhoids or broccoli. We want it to be like nice.
Smuggling broccoli.
Don't want that.
Okay.
It's not a good look for anybody. Smugglers.
No, we're not into that. Mm-mm. But there's, I mean, that is, there's a, still a whole like culture, like movement of like women stopped shaving, like no shaving your armpits and everything. That's like a whole thing right now.
But cleanup's harder when you have a bush. Jesus. Right. That's like working through a spider web. Do you like a little bush visually?
On me or on my, yes. Yeah. I don't want to look like I'm prepubescent.
That was a lot of long words. I'm presuming that means young girl.
Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, I
Jesus. Prepubescent. What?
Prepubescent. Puberty. Yeah.
I've heard it before, but I avoided it at all costs because that's a tongue twister.
Okay. But, yeah. I don't want to look like I'm prepubescent.
Yeah, I want a little bit of
that's
bush.
Weird for me. And I, so, I do and feel I think like Josh would probably be like slick as a whistle, cool. But I'm like, nope, we're going to meet in the middle.
Well, you don't have to do anything to the top part. Like the very the top.
Right.
So that should be like your canvas.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. A little goatee.
Yeah. Or enough to where you can write, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Upside down. Like.
Yeah, I know. Only you can read it. The other person's like, I don't know what that said. What? But guys tend to not be as courteous, but they love when they get to shave their fucking shit because they're like, oh, my dick looks huge. Every one of them says that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they don't do that more.
Mm-hmm.
Just clean it up. Yeah, but guys clean it up is like not, they just get it done and then they have like a little bit of the remnants left on the side.
Like they had 23 seconds to get it done.
And they do. They are just concentrated on the thing they want played with, and anything else on the outside is not their problem. We need you guys to
subscribe.
Subscribe your asses off, okay?
It helps get our page noticed and get us
updates.
More followers.
Then you know about updates.
Right. So make sure you subscribe so you get notifications every time a new episode launches.
And when a new episode launches, Sarah's going to make out with you. What? That's a win. That's how we get more subscribers. I whore you out.
That is not how we get more subscribers.
I know. Josh is going to be so mad at me. My bad.